In the aftermath of Galway and Offaly drawing in the under 20 championship, I'm joined by the two Cyrils, Cyril Farrell and Cyril Donnan, as well as Sean Walsh. But Cyril Farrell, in the end, great comeback by Galway. They were 5 points down coming near the end, but they got the draw in the end.
Yeah, I'd be very happy because it's their first game. Offaly have already beaten Dublin, like, you know, and this is the kind of the dream Offaly team. Very good game. We're in a good position at half time. Now, you'd have to say for the first nearly 50 minutes, second half, Offaly took over. They started carrying the ball, running against the breeze, and it suited them. Like, they're playing a chart going down the middle, like, getting great, say, joy out of it. But we finished very, very strong, even when Josh Ryan got sent off. Very unlucky. I thought he had the perfect hook, did nothing wrong, like a second yellow. But, like, you know, up front, we tried very, very hard, low and all through, maybe unorthodox, but he did a lot of hard work. And again, like, you can see, this is our first game. The subs were on, didn't weaken the team. You're probably going to find, Niall, that the next day out against, I think it's Dublin, is the next day. You'll probably find that the 15 starting will change, but, like, they're getting a great chance because they're getting so many games. Like, and they did play well. They put, like, to draw, like, they were down to 3 or 4 or 5 points. They worked great scores near the end, and they took over. Would you believe they took over the ball near the end? Like, the Offaly crowd, big crowd here, like, they kind of half got to the ref at times, and that's probably going to happen. Like, and, you know, when you're playing away from home. But I would be very happy because, like, last year we never got moving under 20. But this, you know, you'd have to say this team could improve a ton. Like, and as I say, you're probably going to find that there will be changes for the next day.
Cyril Donnan, Cyril Farrell has said there, obviously the Galway will probably make changes for the next day, but it's the first round in the competition. There's a good number of games in this, you would hope, from a Galway perspective, and the team will change and they'll learn from today's experience, won't they?
Yeah, well, before we came up, Niall, you'd be looking at the lineup and you'd be looking at the subs. There's a lot of players there that has added great value to their clubs in the last year or two. So there's good quality there, and they're playing at a high standard. You'll have 20 players there that'll be 20 plus players, really, that'll give you something. I think the subs that came in gave us something. We went through a flat stage after half time. You'd be disappointed with that. I think we were outscored 6-1. But put all the pressure on near the end, and slightly, I'd say, with the last two shots of goal in order to try and win the game, didn't do it. There'll be a place for us in this knockout stages with the way the round robins are. It wouldn't have been the end of the world if we lost today's game, but to give a response for the dip after half time, you'd be absolutely delighted. Obviously, a small bit of figuring out. There was a bit of movement around the middle there, and Rory Burke went centre back to centre forward. Nylon went back inside just to try and re-spark a bit of energy. It's hard to come to Tullamore, and a home crowd, referee here, nothing but the home crowd. Penalty decision slightly missed again. Us young lads did very, very well out there today, very competitive. And as we say, as in any competition, when you get over your first day out, you're looking for improvement as the year goes on. I think we're going to get improvement from this group of players. So yeah, you'd be slightly happy going home, although it was only a draw.
And the fact that Galway got the last 5 points as well, Cyril, was significant in the sense that we looked in bother, as you said, but they finished very strongly.
Yeah, and that was a pure push to an attitude that they weren't accepting defeat. The penalty went against them. They felt hard done by that. And from that, they got a big surge of energy. A penalty being missed came down the field. But they showed great composure, came out for a short free. The sub came in. It looked like there was Offaly had the defence well packed, went short, 1, 2, 3 passes, popped it through over the bar. Got the puck out from that, forced a turnover. Rory Burke popped it over the bar. So did very well now in the latter stages of the game, and probably a small bit worried that when Offaly did the running game, that they looked a bit leggy at times, or looked a bit disjointed down the middle, especially the good few scores came from, and inside the Offaly full forward, Barry Egan got a good few scores and Screeny from that.
Cyril Farrell, Galway play Dublin next week. It's another game. Obviously, what we've heard is that Dublin were very unfortunate to lose to Offaly last week, and Dublin will be a serious challenge next week here.
Yeah, they've done a terrible lot of work underage, a lot of development squads. They have a kind of a programme in place, and they have a good structure in Dublin, like for the underage to try to get up to the senior. Yeah, but I'd like, from what we're here in Dublin, we're very unlucky against Offaly. You know, that was their first game more than Offaly's. But I think we'd improve from this, like, and I can see us going on from this. Like, like as Cyril said there, like, we didn't win, but we didn't lose, which is very important. We had a chance to win then, but, like, I suppose in the overall context of the game, you'd have to say a draw was a fair result, because, like, Offaly are rated very, very high. Our lads are coming from two good minor teams that didn't really perform, but you'd have to say they performed today, and we finished very, very, very strong, which is great.
Both teams hit 13 wides. I'm sure it's something that Galway will look at, no more than Offaly. But the conditions today, for anyone who wasn't here, were difficult, weren't they?
Yeah, like coming up as well, you'd be saying, is the game going to be on at all? Now, to be fair, it didn't rain, but like you had a strong, very strong gusts at times. It wasn't just a breeze, it was kind of strong gusts at times. Look at both sets of players, they're young, they played very, very well. And even 5 or 10 minutes ago, you nearly called a draw would be a fair result, because both teams were way happy enough. It was a big one for Offaly. If they won after winning the last day, I think now they might be still through to the semi final. But if we win the next day, it'll give us 3 points. Like, and puts it in his drive position. But as I say, like, they have the games, and like, I think the games will improve them, because you could see the same personnel more or less, but you'll see them in different positions.
Sean Walsh joins us as well, obviously. Sean, your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it's just it's probably the start of both halves, you know, from a Galway viewpoint, is something to work on. But I think you have to throw into place the start of the championship, probably as well, the inclement weather in the last few weeks. It hasn't been easy to do, maybe the real stick ball work stuff. But I think what they will be happy with, you know, at half time they led into the wind, led by 1-5 to 7 points. Screeny, for all the talk, only scored 1 point from play. So Sean Murphy will take a lot from that. The defence generally will take a lot from that. The second half, we went down 14 points to 1-7 on 48 minutes. When Barry Egan put over a point to make it 15 to 1-7 on 52 minutes, we'd say 8 minutes of normal time plus 3 left, 11 minutes left. The score at that time in the second half was 8 points to 2 to Offaly. And yet Galway came back and got the last 5 points of the game to eke out the win, and also had 2 chances to win the game. And I think that we'd say there's a number of things to work on. I think one of them as well would be in the forward line. At times there was a pass on maybe that wasn't seen, that wasn't given or whatever. That will come in time. But I think, as the both Cyrils have said, both or the bench, I think, added to the team. It's interesting to see your 6 being taken out of 6, being put to 11, your midfielder going back to 6. They're obviously looking at that middle triangle. As Sir Don has said, there was a bit of leeway there from Offaly, particularly in the second half, but I think there's an awful lot to work from. And I think the one thing that really you'd have to like was the work rate. Also, with 8 minutes to go, or 5 minutes to go, the penalty came. It was a wrong call. They could have put down the heads. They kept at it. I thought they worked the last 2 frees out of defence very well as well, and worked the scores. And, you know, there's a lot to be taken. I would also wonder at this stage, I think, you know, this is the second year of the games in Leinster. We're going to get at least 3. But I think at some stage we have to get a home game as well. Because a home game, I mean, the Offaly crowd are behind this team, obviously, but there's nothing wrong. Galway are now in both the minor and Leinster, a minor and under 20 Leinster championship. For God's sake, you go in fully, you get your home games as well.
And Cyril, Dan and Sean mentioned home games and so on and so forth. We saw the influence of the crowd there, and fair play to them. And if it was a Galway crowd, you'd be expecting the same thing, that they really got behind the Offaly team in the second half, and maybe they made a couple of decisions for the referee, as Galway fans would do if it was in Galway. So, you know, home advantage in these games is worth a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in the early stages, like, and get support with the team. We were outnumbered in, from a supporting capacity today. Look, I don't think there's a lot wrong with Ballinasloe or Athenry or Pier Stadium. Like, we don't have to go all the way to Pier Stadium if we don't have to. Like, I know we, a number of years ago, we joined Leinster for more games. We've gotten more games, but really and truly, like, it's the GAA's idea that the promotion, that there should be more games in hurling. Those interested in hurling would play more games. So why would you penalise those that want to play more games by not giving them home venues? So, like, I think it's a GAA issue, not a Leinster issue. I think it should be dealt with. Like, what competitions would you see in any other sport where you'd say, oh, we'll allow teams into competition once they don't play at home? Like, where does that happen?
Yeah.
Talk about rugby,
yeah, yeah.
Talk about soccer, talk about anything else. So it needs to be dealt with. Like, that's unheard of in today's world.
Finally, before we finish up, Cyril Farrell, lots of hurling starting now. Obviously, the league final is tonight.
Yeah,
the championship starts in a couple of weeks' time. We have minor, under 20, and senior going. There's a lot to keep us happy about for the next few months.
Actually, it's fantastic. It's a great time of the year to be alive, for God's sake. A lot of people would love to be here. You know, a good few friends of mine are in hospital, like some Mick Fogarty there, who's been a minor selector, very successful with Matt Murphy in at the moment. Like, these guys would love to be, you know, they'd love to be here. It's a sign that the summer is coming. It's like one swallow doesn't make a summer, but it shows it's coming. The hurling is earlier this year, like Easter being earlier, but like, even there, the one thing about the under 20s or the minors, that it's all hurling. Okay, there's body tackles, but there's no malicious stuff in it. It's all hurling, really, like, and that's what you want to see. Second half, like, looking back in the game, you see Offaly against the breeze more than those in the first half, but they started carrying. Oh, they are very fit, and it worked for them, like going down the wings and going down the middle. But to be fair to all, as they work great scores, one or two shots and wide near the end. But you'd have to say that the methodology to get the shots in was perfect. They worked it one to the other. They'll get a better combination going, and I think the boys over the team, like, okay, they'd have been delighted to win, but I still think they'd be happy enough going in against Dublin.
Yeah, it's ended in a draw thanks to Cyril Farrell, Cyril Donnan and Sean Walsh for their contributions this evening. As I said, a draw game, Galway 1 goal and 12 points, Offaly 15 points. We'll be back here in O'Connor Park in Tullamore next week when Galway take on Dublin in the next round of the Under-20 Championship. But in the end, a draw here, and thanks for everyone for your contributions this afternoon.